Keith Peters in Washington. Israel launched a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar as they considered a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip.
This strike occurred at a sensitive time in ongoing ceasefire efforts aimed at ending the war. The U.S. this week said it had presented a new proposal, and this latest strike is sure to complicate any efforts at resuming the negotiations. Negotiations have been deadlocked for months. Hamas is demanding guarantees that Israel will end the war altogether and withdraw all of its troops from Gaza before it releases the hostages it's still holding. But Israel says it won't end the war until Hamas releases the hostages, gives up power, and agrees to disarm.
Correspondent Joseph Fetterman reporting. Hamas said in a statement that all of its leaders survived the attack, but that five lower-ranked members were killed. Qatar said a member of its internal security force died and others were wounded in the attack. The Department of Homeland Security starts a new operation targeting illegal immigrants in Chicago. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Homeland Security's announced what it's calling Operation Midway Blitz, targeting people without legal permission to live in the U.S. who have criminal records. On social media, posting mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. But the operation appears to be separate from the law enforcement crackdown President Trump's been promising.
You have, over just a short period of time, 50 murders and hundreds of people shot.
A handful of immigration arrests over the weekend brought out Chicago activists. I'm Ben Thomas.
Missouri's Republican-led House has passed a plan to redraw the state's congressional districts at the urging of President Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 196 points, the NASDAQ rose 80. This is SRN News. The annual UK March for Life took place over the weekend.
About 10,000 people turned out in London to voice their support for the unborn. And while it's a fraction of the 100,000 that might show up for the March for Life here in the U.S., it's still a significant number. Abortion and euthanasia are being expanded by lawmakers in the United Kingdom, and pro-life advocates say it's more important than ever that pro-lifers make their voices heard. The law now forbids even silent prayer outside of abortion clinics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern finds conditions are improving for believers in Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population in the world. However, the ICC data indicates the treatment of Christians can vary dramatically from place to place. ICC says that the Indonesian government has become more resolute in its efforts to oppose and disband Islamic extremist groups. This is SRN News. We're learning more about a controversial immigration raid on a Georgia Hyundai plant.
An immigration attorney says many of the South Korean workers detained in the raid were brought in for highly specialized short-term work that Americans are not trained to perform. Atlanta attorney Charles Cook represents four of the 475 workers rounded up in last week's raid west of Savannah. They included 300 Korean nationals. Cook says most had come for short-term jobs installing equipment for producing electric vehicle batteries. Rich Thomason, Washington.
South Korea's foreign minister traveled to the U.S. to address the detention of those 300 South Korean workers. The raid has caused anxiety among the local Korean community with concerns about increased scrutiny and visa issues. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.